Well, the World Cup in Brazil is less than a week away, and teams that aren't in Brazil yet are getting ready by practicing in conditions similar to what they will find in a tropical climate, which is why England's national team is in Miami. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WLRN's Kenny Malone reports.
I'm here at Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, where the English national team is practicing in about 81-degree weather at about 67% humidity.
In other words, it's gross out. And like a flock of confused snowbirds, the English national soccer team has flown here into the furnace. A coach yells to Steven Gerrard, one of the world's most famous soccer players. Gerrard darts around a clump of cones with the footwork of a dancer. The English national team has brought a who's who of international soccer superstars to Sun Life Stadium. About 10 yards away is Frank Lampard, flitting from cone to cone. These drills would all be much more pleasant across the pond, as they say. Right now, in London, it's about 15 degrees cooler with 10% less humidity. And Lampard admits these South Florida conditions are taxing.
Certainly, the humidity and the conditions can suck a bit out of your legs. Day one, it's very hard. Day two, it's slightly easier. It's up to us as individuals and as a team to get to the level where we go, okay, we feel we can deal with this. And again, no excuses.
England's first World Cup match will be played in the middle of a rainforest in Manaus, Brazil. No European team has ever won a World Cup hosted in Latin America, and many would point to climate as the major obstacle. Teams like England are leveraging science, sweat monitoring, personalized sports drinks. James Milner says he and his English teammates have sought out hotter, more humid conditions, or at least tried to.
Yeah, we went to Portugal, which was meant to be a lot warmer than England. I think it was probably slightly warmer. We wore extra layers there to help replicate the heat and get used to being uncomfortable and sweating.
But their last-ditch effort before heading to Brazil, heading to Miami, where conditions are comparable to Manaus.
You know, we've got an open Bikram yoga studio. It's called South Florida.
Kevin McGurgan is the British Consul General in Miami. He's lived here for the past 4 years, playing soccer regularly, and says the summer climate really does change the game.
You can't run 90 miles an hour for 90 minutes in order to win. So it becomes about, you have a finite amount of energy in the 90 minutes to achieve your goal.
The buzzword of this World Cup may very well be acclimatization.
To get complete acclimatization would probably take anywhere from 10 to 14 days.
Kevin Jacobs is a professor of exercise physiology at the University of Miami. He says, well, you can train your body to get used to things like higher altitudes and temperatures. There's a catch. Temperature acclimatization is in large part teaching your body to sweat more because sweat evaporates and then cools your body down. The problem is that humid air puts a damper on evaporation.
And so you could be acclimatized in that humid environment. It still makes it difficult, because that sweat dripping off of you doesn't do you any good.
At a friendly match between England and Ecuador, a rather sweaty fan, Tom Harrison, was learning all about the humidity. This is his first trip to South Florida.
I am very, very hot. That's just from walking.
Less than 10 minutes into this match, Ecuador scores on a beautiful header. And so I ask Tom Harrison.
Do you blame this goal on a failure to acclimatize?
No. Bad defending.
Bad defending, he says. England wound up tying with Ecuador 2-2. They play Honduras tomorrow. For Here and Now, I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.
Well, you'd think if Miami was so good at dealing with the heat, last night would not have happened. But last night, Robin, the air conditioning went out at game one of the NBA Finals. The Heat taking on the San Antonio Spurs in San Antonio. Temps got up to nearly 90 degrees. LeBron James ended up going to the bench with cramps. The Spurs won. And afterwards, here's what Coach Greg Popovich of the Spurs had to say.
Well, I think everybody got a little, a little tired or a little dehydrated for sure. I'm sure that, both teams are going to be happy that we have a couple of days before the next game. And hopefully we can pay our bills.
You think that's what it was?
Well, the Celtics Red Auerbach used to try to heat up the other team on purpose. So who knows?
People are wondering. This is Here and Now.